With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
And now,
you guys ready for the first Grand Beach party ever?
How long do you think it took him to film that?
6 days.
Cultural change is hard.
So that's it.
That's the announcement.
Okay, please stop talking about him forever.
Why don't you stop talking for a while?
Please.
Seriously. I'm not mad, but I'm disappointed.
I'm ashamed and I'm disappointed.
Still broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight tomorrow.
Guys. Be careful. Be careful.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the radio.com app.
Intercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host, Greg Hill.
Do you like eating by yourself at the bar, Wiggy?
No. You might want to reevaluate where you are.
He's a bum loser.
I swear he looks like the guy from the radio show. Why is he eating by himself? What's wrong with him?
What a loser.
Hey, you from around here? And Greg goes, well, matter of fact, I've been doing a radio show for 28 years.
After 28 years.
Where you from?
Featuring Greg's trusty sidekick, Danielle Murr.
You know what? Sometimes you don't want to have dinner with the person you sleep with.
Maybe Danielle wants to have dinner by herself.
Yeah.
And then go home and
have the sex.
Rendezvous.
Had sex recently.
Just know that somebody's looking at you funny.
It's so funny.
And I don't care because I finished.
Sorry, Danielle, to be so crude.
Right.
Joined by Nick Fitzy Stevens.
He was swayed by Fitzy's Needham Bank player of the game being the punter, so he's not special to
special teams. You know Nick and his special teams.
Ah, I know. They only win you Super Bowls.
Same guy who lost his mind that the Patriots didn't have their punter back from last year and said it was going to be a big issue. They draft some no-name, and all of a sudden he's the player of the game.
I didn't. That you are twisting words to give yourself a convenient 944 narrative, you turd.
And still here, Ken and Curtis.
Going to games sober, really, like, it's ruined. I don't really go to sporting events anymore.
Yeah.
The only reason to go to a game is to get hammered. I mean it. I'm not trying to be, like,
I'm alcoholic.
Demeaning to anybody and people in sobriety that can do
you
it is
bring
great,
that up at your meeting.
You are soft. That's the whole point. That's why you're an addict.
Imagine that, Curtis. Going to a game, getting hammered by yourself.
Sounds like my 20s.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
She don't need to be at the bar. She need to be. She need to be.
Where the there they are!
And his press game post conference.
Boomer!
Jesus Christ!
On sports radio.
Cheers. I'm crushing beers. I'm watching the pass.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Know your stuff. Let's go.
Friends, what's going on?
Hello.
What is today? Wednesday?
I think so.
This week is going slow.
Hello.
I don't know why Nick is here. Hello, Nick.
Yes. Good morning.
I hope you brought the A one-liners this morning. Wiggy was on fire yesterday.
Jokes about steak sauce? Yes, I did. I brought A one-liners today. Because yesterday I was dining by myself after I saw a movie by myself, buying tickets to Gronk Beach.
You got your tickets, eh?
Oh, are you kidding me?
Very exciting.
Oh, yeah. I went straight to the store, bought a 12-pack of Truly, some Axe body spray, 3 5-hour energies, and then I touched someone.
Well, welcome to your show. If you'd like to call and you'd like to be a part of it at any time, over the next 4 hours, the number is 617-779-7937. Or if you prefer to text, you can text on the text line, which is 37937.
This is The League.
By the way, Ken, on the text line from a 603 texter who says that they have a flip phone still so they can't email you, a lead request for She's Tight by Cheap Trick. Maybe tomorrow? Maybe we could do that?
Tomorrow. Love the request. Keep them coming.
Little Cheap Trick. for the lead.
I'll tell you what, Greg, the last 24 hours, mostly 24. When did the AB News break on Instagram? 24 hours ago.
You know, I was. Is it not possible that we're going to get through the show today without talking about AB?
Well, I would like it. I tell you, I hope this is a vocal minority of people who are reacting to this, or Danielle, who's charting the likes on Instagram.
Yes, but I am, continuously.
It is pathetic. You have 6 Super Bowls. You are 9-1. The AFC stinks. If you are analyzing Antonio Brown's Instagram and people who like it, it is sad and pathetic. What are you doing with your life? Reevaluate what you were doing. This is awful.
Yeah.
Awful behavior.
Is it worse than going out to dinner by yourself?
Worse.
It is? Okay. It's more embarrassing. Yeah. I mean, I agree with you. But you know we're going to have to talk about it. It's going to take up a large portion of the content this morning. Guarantee it.
Well, I was giddy when I saw the AB Instagram post because I knew it would make you mad this morning. But yesterday night, as I do every night, I was listening to Mutt. It is the best radio show in Boston tonight, and I am not kidding. Mutt does a great job. But he is dead-ass wrong on Rob Gronkowski. Here is him last night.
Oh, those people don't mind at all when TB12 promotes his stuff. You have to live with that. And to me, he's earned the right to do that. He doesn't deserve I hate Rob Gronkowski, says Rich Keefe.
He was going on and on about how Gronk didn't deserve the backlash he heard yesterday regarding his awful announcement.
Huh.
Well, last night, Rob Gronkowski was dancing with the Laker girls at halftime of an NBA game. Today, he's going to be starring in a Sham Wow ad. His career is now a punchline. He is ruining the goodwill he rightly created with all his charitable work, everything he did off the field here, and he's listening to the wrong people.
Curtis, he's not.
He's listening to the wrong people. If you lose the base of New England, he has nothing outside of this region. There's not a big fan base of Gronk that aren't Patriots fans. And every time he announces and leads Patriots fans on to believe there is a big announcement coming, he is hurting himself by alienating the people that love him the most.
Well, there are a lot of people who were upset yesterday who were texting the show, but I was not one of them. I'm not going to deny a man the right to make his money by hosting a beach party with his shirt off and most likely his pants off also.
Looks like a good time. Well, listen, Greg. You know, of course, I can't wait to go to Gronk Beach. I might be the biggest honk in all of Patriots Nation. I will go to my grave defending the true hero, Tom Brady. But I have some news for you.
Yeah?
This Sunday, the New England Patriots are going to lose.
Oh, my
God. Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
Your lead is that the Patriots will not, they won't beat the Cowboys.
The New England Patriots are in trouble.
Stadium?
At home. The New England Patriots are in trouble. They are facing the 7th-ranked overall defense, the number 1 passing offense, and a top 5 running game.
Wow.
The New England Patriots are in serious, deep, legitimate trouble.
Okay. All right, that's coming from a honk.
Wow. From the honk.
From the supreme commander of the honks.
Yes. Elizabeth Warren, our senior senator, should not have run for another term if she was going to be running for president.
Ooh, Danielle, I like it.
That's something I said on the old show, and I continue to echo it today. If you look, there's a piece in the Herald today about her absentee vote rate for 2019, because she's on the road, stumping, doing presidential campaign things, not being here in the state, working for her constituents. She's missed all 17 recorded votes in the Senate this month, so she's been MIA the whole month of November. Her absentee vote rate for 2019 is 44.8%. From April through June, she missed 22% of roll call votes, and from July through September, she missed 70%.
Hold on a sec. I'm going to get me a beer.
A beer. Bruce?
Bruce, I'm running for president.
I think you're right. You either want to be our senator or you want to be the president of the United States.
And I know people, I know that politicians have done this since the dawn of time.
Yeah.
I don't think it's right.
Okay.
Because you're not here serving your constituents.
Thank you, Danielle.
You're welcome.
Apparently, there is a new trend when it comes to weddings in this country, and it's marijuana.
Hey.
Marijuana, the cannabis-themed weddings are all the rage in this country. And I guess there was even a cannabis wedding expo in Cambridge recently.
I love that.
Couples are foregoing the traditional wedding toast for a wedding toke.
Ah!
Did Nick write that?
And instead of saying
F you,
instead of saying you may now kiss the bride, uh-huh. I'm guessing that the pastor is saying you may now pass the spleef.
Yes.
So I'm okay with that.
You may now rip the bong.
I'm okay. I mean, think it about is, it.
Let me tell you something.
The guests are happier, probably. There's no fighting.
Right. Makes weddings a lot more tolerable.
Yeah, right.
Everyone's going to get along. No marital night fights.
Double the past hors d'oeuvres, though.
Yeah. It's going to be more expensive.
Yeah. Cost more cocktail for the food. Hour. Definitely cost more for the food.
But you could probably get away with cheaper snacks. Like, if you just pass small bags of Cheetos, people would be happy.
How many people, by the way, do we legitimately think are going to submit requests so they can get married at Gronk Beach?
Oh, God.
You mean Honk Beach? You should call that event Honk Beach.
There is no bag of cash that could get dropped from a helicopter at a Greg Hill golf tournament big enough to make me go to that. None.
All right. If you'd like to call, you'd like to be on this morning, the number is 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. Coming up next, Antonio Brown, how can we stop talking about you if you won't go away? That is coming up next on the Greg Hill Show.
Later today, it's Patriots Hall of Famer Teddy Bruschi on OMF. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Red River Technology, proud sponsors of the Skate Pod, by the way. Technology decisions aren't black and white. Think red. Visit redriver.com to learn more. AB kind of did go away. You have to seek him out on Instagram to find his latest message. Apologizing to Mr. Kraft. Sincerely to you and your organization, all I wanted was to be an asset to the organization. Sorry for the bad media and the drama. Thank you sincerely, AB.
It's okay, brah. Come on back, brah.
Come on down to Gronk Beach, bro.
Danielle, did you chart the likes? I mean, Brady obviously was in there. It was half the Patriots organization.
Yep.
Yeah. Tom Brady liked it. Yep. Big whoop. It doesn't
so did
mean
Bubs.
Anything. And Bubs liked it, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they want redemption for the guy. Who doesn't? I mean, you know, you look out for another human being. You want to see them do okay. I don't know. Did Mr. Kraft like it? Is Mr. Kraft on Instagram?
No, I don't think he's got burner accounts, yeah.
RKK1.
Probably on MySpace, I would imagine.
Well, Mike Florio will join us later in the show. He cited a source with knowledge of the situation, saying that Brown remains hopeful a decision on his league status will be coming, quote, very soon, end quote. So perhaps that or the Gronk timing spurned the activation. Isaiah Wynn has been activated, all of 82 snaps this year, but Fitzy, he is the savior coming back for Cowboys week. Not enough to have you picking the Patriots. That is a stunning lead.
Nope.
Gunnar Olszewski was placed on IR to make room.
Oh, Gunnar, fare thee well.
And Gronk, talking to Mike Reese yesterday, said he wouldn't say never to coming back. He's young. Maybe next year.
Oh, God.
This is what bothers me about this. He's done. And we
what
can
about
debate,
next year?
We can debate. I don't care about next year, and people should stop asking him. Mike Reese should stop asking him about next year. It's not next year. It's this year. And we can debate all morning, and I'm sure we will, whether the announcement yesterday was a national joke, whether Gronk has turned into Mr. Irrelevant. But the fact remains, stop asking the guy. Let's move on to something else, please.
Well, he was, as Curtis pointed out, with the Laker girls last night at halftime, dancing with Venus Williams and Late Late Show host James Corden. So he's making the rounds during the Lakers Thunder game.
I think isn't he doing some sort of a show? Is it with Serena Williams or is it Venus? With Venus?
Yeah.
Venus. Is he doing a show with Venus?
Right.
He's dropping the puck for the Ice Cats tonight.
Celtics at the Clippers tonight, 10 o'clock. Kawhi Leonard has missed the last three due to load management. We'll see if he plays. Marcus Smart probable with his ankle. Bruins continue to roll over the Devils. Did you see any of that game last night, Hillman? Two beautiful goals from Matt Grizzlick. I mean, undressed PK Subban in the third.
Yes. Great game.
Great game. And they keep rolling. Pastrnak with two more. He's got 19 to lead the league. 7 points from the top line without Bergeron. Krejci on that line. And they play Buffalo coming up on Thursday. Weather in Boston, 39 degrees, mostly cloudy today. Weather brought to you by the City of Boston Credit Union. Membership open to everyone that lives, works, or goes to school in Norfolk, Suffolk, and Middlesex counties. Visit cityofbostoncu.com for membership information. City of Boston Credit Union is uniquely Boston.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites.
So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
If you have a cannabis-themed wedding, which are all the rage right now, apparently, do you have to send the invitations out on hemp, like on some kind of a smoke, on rolling papers?
It would be on brand. Get some raw papers printed, roll it up.
All right.
Just don't smoke it before you get the details about which table you're sitting at. A little awkward.
Careful how much wedding cake you eat, man.
What do you do for weddings? Do you do a gift or do you do cash?
For
cash,
the wedding itself,
cash is preferred.
I do a gift for the shower.
I mean, cash is always preferred.
Of course it is.
Look, what is Christmas? 35 days away? Something like that?
Ridiculous.
Cash is always preferred.
Yes.
I mean, let's just be honest.
What about the honey fund?
Of course. These days, I feel like people live together beforehand. So they have all the crap that you would normally register for.
Right.
For what, like, you know, the cookware, the towels, all that BS. It's like, I already have that crap. Yeah. I don't need it. Just give me the money.
Yeah. Well.
And I hate when people are like, money's so impersonal. No, it's not, Sheila. You're impersonal. Just put the cash in an envelope and hand it to me.
No, I don't think it's an impersonal gift. I think it's a nice gift.
I made you something.
I think it's a nice gift. I mean, I believe that if you're traveling to a destination wedding, that you shouldn't have to give a gift.
Cheap.
Boom. Exactly. I'm not going to Albuquerque and then giving you a gift.
First of all, if you're going to Albuquerque for a destination wedding, you're doing it wrong.
People have these elaborate weddings on Caribbean islands. It costs you like $2,000 to go to the thing, and then you have to throw in a gift afterwards.
I still give a gift. Yes,
I do still give one, but I'm just protesting on behalf of America.
Yeah, it costs a lot of money.
What about a destination wedding at Gronk Beach?
That's what I'm saying.
There's going to be so many of them.
By the way, I have bad news, or maybe it's good news for some. I don't know. But Scott from Weymouth's two-week ban from calling the show is up today, and he's already on the phone.
That seems quick. Are you sure?
I may put him on. I do want to talk about something that I'm doing on the show this morning. And I want to thank sincerely Ken Casey and the guys in the Dropkick Murphys.
Yeah, guys.
Because they, without even thinking about it, when I reached out, they said that they would perform Friday night in a benefit show for the family of the fallen Worcester firefighter, Lieutenant Menard. And without even, it took five seconds for Ken Casey to say yes.
Yeah,
now,
not surprised.
That show is happening out in Worcester at the Worcester Beer Garden and Pavilion, I believe is what the name of the place. Mm-hmm. And yesterday we announced it. It's a benefit for the Greg Hill Foundation. And yesterday we announced it, and it sold out in about 6 minutes.
Like no time.
As you might expect.
It was nice of Touch and Rich to retweet that yesterday, Greg. I saw that. Did they retweet it?
Yeah. Well,
magnanimous.
It's probably because it's a charity.
Right.
We're all friends
when it comes to charity.
Maybe they didn't read the whole thing.
Right. I don't think they did. I didn't see them retweet your 0.3 tweet that you had noting the ratings over 12 share here in the morning.
What was that?
Right on their heels.
Curtis.
The ceiling is close. I'm a little nervous. I've never been there. It's kind of a weird place.
You stink. I told you, no gloating until number one. You can't gloat about being 3/10 of a point away from number one. You can only gloat when you are number one. Okay? Right. Just remember that.
It was pretty big.
And then it's a duck boat parade.
That's what she said.
When the show is number one, it's a duck boat. We'll take a duck boat right over to the studio, wherever that is.
That was quite the cryptic tweet.
What, 0.3?
Yeah, a lot of mutt retweets there with the BAC.
Jeez.
I was just having fun. I was, you know. It's occasionally like to throw a tweet out there and get everybody buzzing.
I don't know what fun is.
But anyway, I have a pair of tickets for Friday that I'm going to auction off this morning.
Awesome.
Excellent.
So you can make a bid on those. Probably just call the 779-7937 number. Is that the best way to do
fine.
It? Okay. So anytime this morning, you make a bid. The show is Friday night at the Worcester Beer Garden and Pavilion, which is in Worcester. And, of course, all of the money that we raise on Friday night will go to the family of fallen firefighter Menard. So far, you have donated $227,000 to the Greg Hill Foundation for his wife and for their children. And that is an amazing accomplishment by you people. You are the most generous audience ever assembled in the history of radio, and I cannot thank you enough for that. So,
outstanding.
It's amazing.
The response is akin to the tragedy back, I believe, in July 2017 when Officer Chesna was gunned down cowardly in Weymouth.
Yes, mm-hmm.
And
yes,
the South Shore and the entirety of Massachusetts, New England, Patriots Nation, Greg Hill fans, everyone came together and made sure that family had legs to stand on and financial backing for years to come.
It's amazing. So bid on those tickets. You get a pair of tickets. Dropkicks are doing an acoustic performance, a bunch of songs on Friday night, and you have to bid by the end of the show, and we'll see what we can raise for the foundation that way this morning. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, your pal, Scott from Weymouth. Hello, Scott.
Greg, good morning and good show. What's up, guys?
Scott,
hello. Hello, Scott.
I got to say, you took your suspension like a man, and I appreciate that.
Well, you know what it is. In the spirit of true honesty, I'm only 90% through, but much like people who go to jail, not that I've ever been, as long as you good behavior, you get 90%, you get out early. You know what I mean? I think I'm a day early.
Oh, you're a day early, so really technically.
Okay. It's all good.
All right.
I'm tired of calling every other show, wishing it was your show. I was on my. I call you know Amy Lawrence. She's on EI affiliate last night.
Yes.
She's awesome.
Yes.
Oh, she's great. I was on. All right, Greg. Again, I never know how much time I have, but I will act accordingly.
Yes,
oh
yes.
My God, where do I begin?
Yes.
You mentioned Albuquerque. I lived in Phoenix for 2 years. The best sky I've ever seen in my life. I drove from Phoenix to Albuquerque, 7 hours of nothing.
Yeah.
And then you pull over to go to the bat pee. Never. And you look up, you'll never see a sky like that. Where do I go from here?
I don't know.
Okay. There's so many ways to go.
Yeah.
Can I get a half-hour segment?
No.
Enough.
Nope.
No. All right.
One more topic. Was there anything, like a particular topic you called about?
Yeah, Gronk is a clown.
Gronk is a clown.
He's a clown. He's a clown. I'll say it to his face, and I hope he hits me. I could use the 100,000. He's a clown. What he did... If he wasn't rich and played for the Patriots, you'd laugh at him. He's that kid schooled is a D-bag. You're like, what a, you know what?
Yeah.
He's rich and famous, so we all, you know what?
Well,
he's an idiot.
But
hold on, Greg. I got 30 seconds left.
Yeah.
Brady's not going anywhere, all right? You heard it here, the hot take, Scott from Weymouth.
Yeah.
He's going nowhere. Kraft is going to match any offer.
Okay.
Do you really think billionaires are going to fight over crumbs, which sadly means a few million dollars?
No.
You will not see. Greg, I owe you $80, you know, still.
I
know. You know that?
Yes, you do. You've made several bets that you haven't paid off.
Yep.
You owe me
$80.
No, Scott.
I paid you $40 at Ernie's.
Yeah.
I paid you $40.
Yeah.
By the way, I tweet with Ernie a little bit. Is Toys for Tots happening this year?
Yes. We're having our annual Toys for Tots broadcast at Ernie's Ferrari Maserati store on December 19th. So we'll see you there.
Definitely be there.
Bring the money you owe
I'll
me.
Have you 80.
Scott, bring the money you owe me. Bring me the $80 that you owe me.
Anybody else feel like they just did a fifth of gin?
I wasn't ready for that.
Jeez.
Yep.
God. Curtis, I've never more. My God. Are you okay in there?
Hi.
Do we need a wellness check?
Hi.
Oh, God.
Bye.
Here's a texter who says banned for life after that phone call.
Oh, God.
Talk about another car that emotionally lost its control on an icy downhill. Jeez. Steer into it, Scott. I love you, buddy, but woof.
Oh, he tries. That's what I like about him. The guy tries.
tries to be not entertaining and annoying.
Yeah, I think he.
God bless him.
I think he wakes up and he has a little something to take the edge off, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, I understand that. The poor guy.
He sleeps?
Yeah, maybe he doesn't. Maybe he's up all night. That might be the issue. He's up all night.
Yeah. Oh.
Feels like he needs to talk. All right. If you want to call and you want to be on this morning, the number is 617-779-7937. Or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. If you are somebody who saw Antonio Brown's tweet yesterday and you said Antonio Brown is coming back to the New England Patriots, then Ken thinks you're a complete loser. And we will discuss that based on his lead coming up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, it's the Greg Hill Show on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Here's a 774 text which says, sorry, Greg, but player 17 is walking through that door. These are the people that you're talking about, Ken. Your lead this morning was how pathetic Patriots fans are if they actually are embracing the return of Antonio Brown based on a tweet yesterday, an Instagram message yesterday.
Was that a real texter or was that a plant?
No, it's a real texter.
I can't believe there are actually people out there. I think it really is a small, small vocal minority of people who are interested in Antonio Brown at this point. I was encouraged. You remember when they signed him initially?
Yeah.
We did the whole Scarlet Letter AB and moral dignity of Patriots fans. We had a lot of callers who didn't like, they wanted no part of this guy.
Yeah.
They can't now want a part of this guy.
Well, I mean, it's interesting. He shares an apology on social media for Mr. Kraft.
Yeah.
And immediately there are people who are willing, just purely because of the current condition of the offense.
Right.
There are people that are willing to embrace a guy who's just not a—he's not a good guy. He's not
just stick our heads in the sand.
Go on. Yep.
Wait a minute. Don't. What? Yes.
You really? I'm ready.
You're ready for this?
Oh, you're ready.
No. I am in the bunker. I have opened the suitcase. I have entered the access code, and the keys are in. The silos are warming up. We have gone DEFCON 2
really?
With the offense. Mr. McKittrick, turn your key now, sir.
You think he's coming back?
I think there is a damn good chance. I'll tell you what. Let me bring this right back to my lead. If the Patriots play how I think they may end up playing Sunday, regardless of the return of Isaiah Wynn or not, if they struggle Sunday, struggling against the Cowboys Sunday, and let's say Dallas does possibly pull off the upset, I can bet you they will be on the phone ASAMFP with one AB17.
Well,
for sure.
He must have. Do you think that he issued the apology?
Drew Rosenhaus issued that apology.
Correction. Yeah, I was going to say that was, it should have said signed Drew Rosenhaus at the bottom of
DR.
It.
DR.
But first of all, I believe there was proper use of a semicolon in it, which indicates that AB did not write it, that Drew Rosenhaus wrote it?
I like how Drew Rosenhaus wrote it, but they took out a couple of pieces of punctuation to make it seem like AB had written it, but not the right one.
A semicolon, isn't that what you have after the diverticulitis?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, Wiggy. Ooh, yes. Yes, it is. but do you think
this is just a lonely guy who fired off an email?
No, but do you think? But do you think? Do you think he issued that apology because his team, Rosenhaus and Rosenhaus and Rosenhaus,
yes,
are getting an indication from the NFL that he is going to be allowed back to play? Do you think that's why? Because that would make sense to me. Is like if you're sitting there and you're saying why yesterday,
right?
Like this guy's a jerk,
right? Why all of a sudden
he's an obnoxious, arrogant, mm-hmm, me only jerk,
mm-hmm,
and you're embracing him for your team.
I am at this point now. I am ready to wrestle in the mud. I have already sold a portion of my soul by cheering when he caught the touchdown back in week two.
Yeah.
And all I told you, my number one priority as a Patriots fan, especially during the double dynastic era, is to see Tom Brady happy. And I know nothing would make Tom Brady or happy than getting an A plus one receiver. Tom Brady or happier. And you're sworn Tom Brady or happier.
This was more than just a single outlier tweet. We all agree it was written by his agent. We all also remember that the second he was released by the Raiders, it was almost within an hour that his deal was consummated with the Patriots, that Florio and Belichick have a very good, close working relationship. In my opinion, when I saw that, I don't think it's a smart idea. I believe he's back on the team eventually. This was the first of the many steps necessary, but it will happen quickly.
This is David. David, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up?
So here's my thing. I am one of those people out there that believes Antonio Brown should come back. And the reason I say that is because you have to look at it from a professional level as a football player. Take all his personal stuff out of it. The Patriots acted prematurely letting him go. They had no reason to let him go. Okay? They acted in emotions that weren't defined yet, was going on.
They acted. They responded. I think in some part of them responded to media pressure. They responded to Shaughnessy and others who were applying a lot of pressure from a media perspective. So yes, they acted. They acted with emotion. They didn't act in the best interest of the football team. Yes, you're correct. Go ahead.
They did not.
Yes.
They did not. They stalled away from the team, from the fans, from the players. Yeah. Brown came in, and this guy just connected. He came in like he already played in the Patriots for a year or two. That's not easy to get. And they stole an opportunity. Yes, I will say it. They stole an opportunity of the Patriots going 19-0. They did.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, David. There's people who want him back. I mean, there really are. There are people who really want him back.
You're not going to curry a lot of sympathy or favor with the rest of the world or even regionally if you're going to lay on a point like, they took away our opportunity to go 19. Oh, really?
Yes, they stole the opportunity to go 19-0.
It's embarrassing. You have six Super Bowls in the coffer. Just enjoy it. You're better off winning without this guy.
These people are embarrassing.
They are embarrassing themselves.
So for instance, like let's take a look at Mike, who I think may want AB back. Mike is from West Roxbury. Ken is going to say, Mike, if you want AB back, you're embarrassing to Ken.
I don't care what Ken thinks. First of all, he's not even a Patriots fan, so he doesn't matter. And second of all, think about it. If we get AB back and Isaiah Wynn's as good as he's supposed to be, our chances of winning the Super Bowl go up 100%.
Uh-huh.
I know he's a douchebag and he's a scumbag, but who cares?
He's all the bags, Mike. He's every bag you can possibly think of. Name a bag, that's Antonio Brown. He is all the bags. That's the full bag
100%,
offense.
But he makes our team 150% better.
Oh, Tom Brady would be happier, right? Ken?
This is a sign of insecurity that you believe Brady's done, that he can't win it by himself, and you're desperate for Antonio freaking Brown.
He has never won it by himself. That's the crazy thing. Because he's done what he's done for so long, because he is Tom Brady and has all the aura and mystique, everyone thinks that Brady just magically wins these things by himself. These are team efforts. These are team wins. It takes more than just a goat to get to a duck boat.
Well, does this happen in Special the workplace? Teeth. Like if you're
exactly
so if you're working a regular job,
yeah.
and you call your boss a jerk, mm-hmm. or your boss gets in trouble, and you make fun of your boss on social media, and then your boss fires you,
yeah.
do you, if you apologize, does the boss take you back?
Probably not.
Probably not?
Probably. Not in a regular job, no.
No.
But as we've discussed, you know, with the violence on the field and everything else, the NFL is not a regular job.
Well, but what if you're like a great salesperson? You're like the, you have the Glengarry, Glenn Ross leads, and you're like the best salesperson
out
there.
You're a closer, and they might take you back.
You're a closer, maybe they do end up taking you back. This is Joe in the car. Hello, Joe.
Hey, so Fitzy, you are totally right. If
yep.
we lose to the Cowboys, we have to do something. Bring back AB, bribe, beg Gronk to come back. Hell, if Kaepernick's willing to catch passes, sign him, okay? We need someone to catch passes from the GOAT because there is no way we can let this season go to waste. We're 9-1. We're already more than halfway there
yeah.
to the end of the season. It's 3 playoff games at most.
Yeah.
We got to get this done. We need number 7. Brady, one more year. Hopefully after this. Who knows after
who knows?
The rest of the contract? I don't know. Not going to speculate.
Yeah.
But bring someone in so they can catch passes from this guy already.
Thank All right, you. Joe.
Have a good day, guys.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe. I think some of that may play into this, Ken. There may be fans who would normally say, I'm not interested in Antonio Brown. I don't like the kind of human being that he is. And he's, you know, he's done himself a disservice and it's on him and he doesn't have the right to come back. But then they may say, wait a second, is this our last chance with Tom Brady? Is this the last opportunity that this great dynasty has to win one more Lombardi trophy with Tom Brady before he goes elsewhere or retires, and they're willing to put up with the mess and the circus that is going to be Antonio Brown.
Take nothing for granted, man. Live every day like it's your last.
I mean, breaking news, you've had a pretty good dynasty. If it ends at 6, I think it's pretty secure in its greatness.
Well, listen, just because you feel like Myles Garrett swung a football helmet at you doesn't mean that you have to come in here and, A, suppose Patriots fans have a soul. All right, excuse me. Thank you very much. Mine died 13 years ago. And, B, you're supposed to do every single thing you can to win. And in this case, yeah, it may be doing something that you're none too proud of, but that's the way winning gets done,
but
Greg.
But, Fitzy, that's opposite of what Patriots fans and the Patriots organization have said for the entirety of these two dynasties that they've been in.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is that there was a Patriot way that they don't do these types of things, that doesn't represent the team, that they're a collection of great players that put together a championship, not one, you know, malcontent.
This is Christine. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning. How is everybody?
What's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to say, as a woman who is very proud to be a woman and appreciate women and don't appreciate violence against women, this thing is still not settled out in the real world. Bring him back. We need him. New England is about winning. New England is about winning.
Oh,
I don't care. We mm-hmm. win.
Uh-huh. Bring him back. Doesn't matter.
Bring him back.
Doesn't matter if he's threatening single moms or throwing furniture at little kids. Mm-hmm. Bring him back, Christine.
Bring him home.
Bring him home.
Bring him home. Bring him home. This is where he belongs.
We need Tommy happy. We need Tommy happy.
All right.
Tommy likey wingy. Bring him happy, Tommy.
Christine, what are you doing for, are you hosting Thanksgiving or are you traveling for Thanksgiving?
No, I'm hosting. I cook. It's great.
You're hosting? I get into a huge...
I
don't have time for it right now, but can I just ask you one question? Because I got into a huge argument last night with a chef who was... The chef was... I went to an event last night for Eastern Standard Provision Company.
Yes.
They make these amazing pretzels. Mm-hmm. They're actually on Oprah's favorite things list or whatever.
Ooh.
Great event. It was at the Hawthorne in Boston. But I got into an argument with a chef about cranberry sauce and about the fact that I cannot stand when people make the homemade
yes.
version
yes.
of the with like the full cranberries. I like the sliced from the can cranberry sauce. I don't want to say the word. Oh,
because,
are you laughing because I said from
you
the
are
can.
A human.
What, Christine? What is just please tell me, just back me up on that. You like the stuff in the that comes out of the can, right? Not the other homemade crap.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and it has to be ocean spray.
Okay.
It has to be.
All right, yes. Thank you. Agreed. Thank you. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
You're welcome.
All right, happy Thanksgiving.
How is there not room in your heart or on your Thanksgiving plate for both options?
Yes,
you can have
I guess
both.
If somebody wants to, I just don't. Like the, it has like bear, like branches sticking out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Actually, I had one that actually had ground up pieces of waiters that the guys working at the bog had in there. But you know what? It's good fiber, Greg. You got a lot going through there on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it was rubber from their waiter boots. It was actually no way.
No, I mean if you're making the sandwich, of course you need the can
slice.
Because it's
you need the full slice.
I don't even know it's about the slice.
It's
I like
about
that spreading
the slice.
It. It's not about the slice.
It has to be sliced.
Why?
It was honestly so frustrating last night. I get it, you're a chef and everything you do is great, but I mean I just want it out of the can. Hello, Tyler. Hey, Tyler.
Hi.
What's up?
So I just want back to the point on AB there.
Yes.
So my thought is this. You already have the guy once, right? It's already been established you've had him. So you might as well bring him back because that helps you win.
Yeah.
And we all know Kraft's going to do whatever makes Tom happy. If Brady goes out and says, I want this guy back, they're going to bring him back.
All right, Tyler. I think, by the way, I think Tyler may have been the fried chicken kid.
It's chicken. It's fried chicken. It's fried chicken.
It's my favorite kid. Oh, I wish I was that kid. He's a hero to all of us. We need more fried chicken kids, less AB.
Hello, Steve.
Hey, how you doing, my friend? How's everything going today?
What's going on?
I'm right, Steve.
Hi, Danielle. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Listen. I don't understand this picture. Wait, you know, Ken and Chris, listen, they've had bad guys in the past. Did you ever hear Mr. Belichick say the Patriot way in 1928?
No.
I've never heard that come out of his mouth. So that's a thing the fans have come up with, the Patriot way. We do it the Patriot way. They had Darius Thomas. They had Corey Dillon. They had Chad Jackson. They had bad guys before, and they were fine with them. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. You dump his ass. It's going to cost you the same money anyway. You're going to pay this guy no matter what you do.
Well,
so you know what? You bring him back for 6 games or 5 games, whatever the case may be, and he gives him a weapon that he doesn't have.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Was that apology yesterday issued on social media by...
Oh, come on, we know that's not him. That's his agent.
Yeah, but...
There isn't a guy in the NFL, besides probably a guy like Brady or a guy with you know, some I don't know what you want to call it, some... remorse in his soul that was going to write that.
But
you know that's from
that,
his agent.
But my question was, is that apology enough for Robert Kraft? Is that enough?
That's up to Bob Kraft. I can't answer that, and neither can you.
But what's your guess? Do you think that was enough?
Personally, I'm going to be honest with you. I think the Kraft sits down with Brady and Belichick, and he says, listen, what do you think we should do here? And I think they come to a come-to-Jesus moment and say, listen, this might be a good thing for the team. I think he lets it slide. It's only about 5 or 6 games, and if you get into the Super Bowl and win another trophy, the dynasty's etched in stone now, but that just puts an exclamation point on it.
Yeah. Exclamation point, Ken, on the dynasty.
Yeah, with an alleged rapist, who by the way, this is all fantasy land. I mean... He is not coming back. The NFL had an 8-hour investigation with him. If he comes back, he'll be on the reserve list,
list. Then why put the apology out? If they don't believe he's coming
lonely,
back.
He's lonely. He's sad. He's pathetic.
If they don't have some indication from the NFL that the punishment is not going to be that severe or maybe there's not going to be any punishment, why put the apology out?
He's looking for validation. He's looking for you to spend 4 hours talking about him. And
apology,
you are falling right into the Antonio Brown trap.
Ken, you know I would like nothing less.
I don't know.
AB talk is not my favorite.
You did Kaepernick talk Monday.
Well,
you did Gronk talk yesterday.
Well
documented. And you did Antonio talk today.
I'm tired of Brady retiring talk. I'm tired of AB coming back talk. I'm tired of Malcolm Butler, what happened to him in the Super Bowl talk. But it's listen, thousands of people signed a freaking petition to get him back on the Patriots yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
These people, like they took the time to sign some Facebook petition to get the guy back. Nick started it.
I was picketing.
AB just tweeted, "I hate Ocean Spray cranberry sauce."
Yeah, and in all fairness, Greg, like things that you hate, it would probably be like AB talk, and then like fresh cranberry sauce, and then the Mandalorian.
Oh, I forgot to watch the Mandalorian.
Oh, come on!
I'll watch it. I will watch it tonight so that we can talk about it. Oh no, I got to go to an event tonight. I got to go to the tradition over at the Boston Sports Museum.
Is the first hour of this show nothing but a schedule flex for you?
My God,
really?
I know.
Literally,
your itinerary.
So
Jeez.
Busy. I'm eating dinner.
I'm sorry. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
I hope Wiggy doesn't hear that I'm going to the tradition by myself tonight at the Boston Garden.
Call you a loser.
Call me a loser.
You're a loser.
Loser,
Greg.
I'm a loser. What's up, Mike?
Anyway, so, look, yesterday, with all the yahoos that were swearing up and down that Gronkowski was going to come back, and the same people that got so mad at him, anybody that believed that, absolutely crazy. However, this Antonio Brown thing, it came out like right afterwards, and they had a new thing to latch onto, which is cracking me up.
Yeah.
But my thing with it is, look, when they were talking about signing the guy, I hated the idea because I knew in my infinite wisdom that this was going to happen with this guy. Everyone that says that they thought that he was going to mold himself into the so-called Patriot way is absolutely crazy. The guy is a train wreck. Now, that being said, he's a great, great, great talent. If they already put the money into him and they're not going to get anything out of it, I hate the guy. I can't stand him, and I'm angry with the franchise for signing him in the first place, but you might as well put him on the field if it's even possible. Who knows if it's even possible? It probably isn't. But like you said, Greg, why would they have put out this apologetic tweet if they didn't already know something? It does kind of foreshadow that there might be a chance that the guy could come back in the league. And the most likely destination for him is the one that he's already locked in on contract with.
Yes.
It's just up to Bob Kraft. And Bob Kraft is going to look at Brady. And he's going to look at Bill and say, look, not happy with what this guy did, but what do you guys think? And ultimately, it's going to be Bill's decision, I think. You know, I mean, it's Kraft's money, but Bill's going to be the one to say, well, I think we can make it work, or I don't want this guy back in my locker room.
Antonio Brown, Mike, didn't wake up yesterday and say, or whatever time he wakes up, probably 9:30, 10 or whatever, and say, I need to apologize to Robert Kraft today.
Correct.
He didn't do that.
No, of course he didn't.
There's a reason why. And I get, what?
He saw all the hubbub of Gronk saying, I'm not coming back. And he said, well, it's look at me, guys. Tell me I'm great.
I think there's more to it.
There's a reason why. He didn't just decide randomly. He's not the kind of guy who, he's a bridge burner.
Mm-hmm.
He's not the kind of guy.
He's a bridge nuker, dude.
He nukes them on the way out.
He's
like
the Joker walking out of the hospital in the dark night, laughing all the way with his makeup running and everything burning.
What if Brady
He's like the Roadrunner with the Acme Bomb Company.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we were Wile E. Coyote staring at him with our giant yellow eyes falling down the cliff like, it could have been so good!
What if Brady went to AB and said, you need to do this as a first good faith effort, and if Brady then went to Kraft and Belichick and said, I've done 19, 20 years with you, I've always taken less, I've done whatever you've asked, we've won 6 titles together, do this one solid for me and bring him back. Would they acquiesce to Brady's request if he went to them and said, please do this?
Maybe. I mean, here's a 978 texter who believes that Robert Kraft told Drew Rosenhaus that they could begin talks with AB if AB apologized. I mean, maybe that is step one. I know you're hopeful. Those of you who are desperate, those of you who are like Nick, who in his lead this morning, shockingly, called a loss for the New England Patriots at home on Sunday afternoon at 4
said
o'clock.
Dak is better than Brady. Crazy.
Not said, well, no. Now we're just going.
No, you didn't.
But you
believe the Patriots are going to lose this game. You are picking the Cowboys in this game.
I definitely would take the Cowboys to cover the spread, and I believe the Patriots are in legitimate jeopardy to suffer their first home loss since against Carolina back in the fall of 2017. It's been 2 years since we have had to taste bitter defeat at the Razor, and they are in jeopardy Sunday because the Cowboys do everything well right now offensively. The Patriots are not doing, and their defense is good enough to give them fits.
Wow, honk status revoked.
That's it.
No kidding.
For God's sakes, a little reality here.
I mean, this is Dan from Hanover. What's up, Dan?
Hey, I just kind of wanted to respond to all these people saying that AB is the solution. Our wide receiving core is easily a top 10 wide receiving core in the league. I don't think that we have issues there. And when Thomas had time, you know, like the second half of the Ravens game, he's been able to sling it and hit some guys. I think the offensive line is really the answer there. And
so
I don't
you would be somebody who believes that win essentially fixes everything on Sunday.
Well, I think that
the issues with the offensive line don't go away with Isaiah Thomas. I mean, Isaiah Wynn.
They wouldn't go away with Isaiah Thomas either.
Nope.
Yeah.
But, yeah. No, so you don't think they go away, but you still believe that this receiving core is a top 10 receiving core in the NFL. Nick, do you what do you say?
Top 10?
No.
I don't believe them to be a top 10 receiving core right now. Want to know why Edelman was one of the first people to like it as well yesterday? Because he's tired and he still finds ways to get open, and God bless him, but he's tired of getting double teamed and getting mashed and knocked around over the middle. Antonio Brown would just make life so much easier for everybody, and they would gladly withstand the hell and the articles and the tweets and everything else, because at this point now, they just want to find a way to be able to do their job easier.
617-779-7937 is the number if you would like to call and be a part of the Greg Hill Show this morning. Or if you prefer to text, you can text on the text line, which is 37937.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.